Monday night on Blog Talk Radio. It's time for the nerds to come out.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
At MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find it there quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
You're listening to Nerdwave Radio. Welcome to Nerdwave Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled. Terry made it. You made it here.
I made it by the skin of my teeth.
Yes, literally by the hair of your teeth today.
I did.
By the hair of your teeth today. Yes, he made it. He walked in at, what was it, like?
I think we had 5 minutes to go.
It was 8 minutes to go. Okay. 8 minutes to go. Terry made it in, and he is here. You are listening to Nerdwave Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to know more about us, you can email us at nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. We actually got some of those. We actually got some people to email in. We just had we had to offer them something.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Isn't that how it works?
Yep. We had to offer them something. And we'll share that with you here in a little bit. Also, you can check us out at nerdwaveradio.com. As promised, Terry's Sci-Fi Book of the Month Club is there. If you want to know the book that Terry has suggested for sci-fi literature, go and check it out, nerdwaveradio.com. Scroll down to the bottom.
I could tell him what it was, right? Princess of Mars.
Princess of Mars. Edward Rice Burroughs. Does that sound right?
Is that right?
Edward
Rice.
That's
not right.
Sounds right.
Or is it right?
Edgar. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Oh, wait. New phone. I don't have any of my things on.
Okay. I think it's,
anyway,
check it out.
Princess of Mars.
And the actual copy that we have on there links you to Book Reads, and you can pick that up. But also, it is volume one. And what I found out, and I think you told us last week, there's tons of volumes of it from the John Carter series, right?
Yes.
John Carter.
Yeah, there's four or five or six possibly.
No, I found up to like 12.
Oh, is there that many?
Yeah, volume 12, I found. Yeah.
Well, it's been forever since I've read it. I read them when I was a teenager, basically.
Yeah.
So
check it out.
It has been a long time.
Terry's Sci-Fi Book of the Month is A Princess of Mars. You can also follow us on our Facebook, Nerdwave Radio. So check that out. Like the page. All those types of things. Check us out on our social media. Just go in and dial – don't dial it. Type it up. Nerdwave Radio. And it will come up. NerdwaveRadioTonight@gmail.com is the place that you can email us and talk to us. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Or if we give away stuff, that's how you get a hold of us. Also, you can check. Yeah, you can win. I've got a few new things to the set today. I pulled out my lightsaber. Got that. But I love the Spider-Man. Have you seen the Spider-Man?
He's like a punching action.
He's
right?
A punching action guy. Pull him up. Go ahead and pull him up. Yeah, just pull
him up. Oh, he's got a trigger.
Yeah, he's got triggers. So the bottom triggers, I think, are his legs.
Nope, that's his.
Yep, that's where he shoots out. That's it. Boom. That's right.
He's even got sound effects.
Yeah. See, he's shooting his web.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's top triggers.
Oh, that's his.
There's
his
other
arm.
Left arm. And there's a top trigger.
Oh, and then there's. Oh.
Yeah. You got to do it. There's his leg.
There's his kung fu kick.
There's his kung fu kick right there, yeah.
See, now that's like me.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick you. That's it.
And he's grunting the entire time. He's grunting the entire time. Absolutely love him. We've got that.
What's not to love?
For those of you who are going to be watching on YouTube, you'll see that there's a new Spider-Man, a new Power Ranger just above Terry's head. We are excited about that. But as always, we start out what we've done for the last couple of Nerdwave Radios. We start out with Super Fight, and he's knocking all the Star Trek people
I'm
over.
Taking out all of Star Trek.
He's taking it
I've
all out. You playing with the toys.
Spider-Man won't set up.
He won't.
What kind of superhero?
He was setting up before, and now you screwed him up. What the hell's going on with you? What's that all about?
Don't let me play with your toys, man. I'll break them.
No kidding. What's that all about? I'm going to pick you out. I'm going to pick you out one guy here. Actually, I'm going to pick you out a black card and a blue card. We're going to play Super Fight. Super Fight, for those of you who have the card game that will cost you all of your friendships. Check it out. Super Fight card game that we got. I'm not even sure what all these are, but I'm going to give you I'm going to give you each one of the colors, and you're going to see what happens. I'm going to pull these out. I'm picking a black card. Every week we play Super Fight. This was a gift given us to by Harry Marlowe, the one who really started Nerd Wave Radio, and which those are mine. What are you doing?
Oh, those are yours.
Yeah, those are mine right there. You're gonna cheat. You're gonna take the best. So here's what we're gonna do.
All right.
I'm gonna take these and check out what I've got. Holy moly! I like that. Ooh, that is fancy. I'm gonna start out with mine. I am a poltergeist. I'm looking at the white card. I am a poltergeist. Okay, so I'm a ghost.
Right.
On a desert island where gravity is reversed and I have machine guns for legs. What do you have? Give me a white.
Okay, well, I am Sandy Cheeks.
Who's that?
Isn't she the squirrel on SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes, she is.
She kicks butt.
She does.
She knows karate.
She does know karate.
I am on an old rope bridge over lava.
Yeah, we had that one.
But now this one says I have to draw a random character card.
Oh, that's crazy. Don't do that.
I was bitten by a radioactive blink.
Oh, so there you go. You're a radioactive squirrel now. What do you...
Bitten by a radioactive... Okay, yeah. And then the fighters are inside a giant robotic something.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a blink.
You've got all kinds of things there. Well, if we just go by the whole thing of a poltergeist versus Sandy Cheeks, just straight out in a bubble, I'm thinking.
What? I don't like this game.
I've lost
the last three in a row.
I am not sure, but I got to figure if I've got machine guns for legs, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, but you're don't a ghost. You don't even do you have ectoplasm?
I'm a poltergeist, which means
you can move things.
That's right. I got you this one.
Yeah,
and you have to agree with that, don't you?
I do. I'm Sandy Cheeks. I mean, I got karate.
Once again, yeah, the karate doesn't do any good.
You know, one good shot, you break my my.
You can't even get close enough. You can't even get close enough to me.
Yeah.
So once again,
I need to be an exorcist of some type.
Maybe. So once again, the poltergeist beats Sandy Cheeks. I think I've won every one. One was a draw. I think one was a draw. We played here on Nerdwave Radio.
Again, that's right, because you were on Mars.
We were too far apart.
Yeah,
you were some bear that had a jar full of honey or something like that.
I had balloons full of acid.
There you go.
I couldn't possibly throw to Mars.
Every week we play Super Fight on Nerdwave Radio. I'm winning. Again, I'm Derek. This is Terry. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, welcome tonight. If you are watching it on YouTube, it's now probably a day later. And where have you been?
That's it.
That's it.
And a dollar short.
day late and a dollar short. That's exactly right. So I think I'm winning. A couple things I wanted to talk about tonight. Actually, after the break, we're going to get into the big thing. But I did want to do a little bit of nerdbastards.com news. This is one of the sites we have up on our sites. I love it. Nerdbastards.com. Check it out. Entertainment for the socially awkward. If you haven't checked out this website, check it out. Nerdbastards.com. And there are a lot of good stories on here, but I wanted to throw a couple of them at you right here on nerdbastards.com. The first one that they have is Supergirl trailer finally here, and we now wish it would go away.
Oh, is it that bad?
I don't know.
Oh, you're reading the reviews.
The last couple of years have been a time of great joy for those of us that enjoy watching our favorite superheroes on the small screen. Shows like Arrow and Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. proved that there was a solid interest. Then shows such as Daredevil raised the bar. But one thing we've been missing is a female-led series. The folks at DC decided they would rectify the situation by bringing one of the most famous of female heroines, or it should say heroes, but it should be a heroine, off the comic book shelf and giving her own series. Enter
Wonder Woman.
Supergirl.
Oh, Supergirl.
Supergirl.
I knew that.
A CBS series that may just be the show we're looking for, and now the trailer is finally here, and it measures in at an impressive 6+ minutes. 6+ minutes for a trailer. That's half a freaking show. That's a third of the show.
It is. It is.
Were you a Supergirl fan?
Yeah.
I read something on nerdbastards.com that the is it the series finale or the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Just the season.
Just the season.
Not the series. As far as I know, they're not going on.
2 hours.
I'd be horribly upset.
Two hours plus. Do you like that show?
I love that show. I love Coulson.
If
I was gay, I would be hot for that man.
For Coulson?
Oh, I would. He's really great. I love him.
Really?
If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't watch the show.
No kidding. I'll be doggone. That's crazy.
He's a sexy guy.
You think so?
Well, I don't know if he's really sexy.
Okay.
I like watching him. He's a great actor. I love that show.
Anyway, on nerdbastards.com, they got something else in here. And I don't know who this is. So you're going to have to help me out. Diego Luna joining. The word is joining. That's not it. Diego Luna. The question is Diego Luna joining the Star Wars Rogue One cast? I have got to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you straight up, right here on Nerdwave Radio. I am lost on this new Star Wars thing.
I don't know
what the hell's going on at all. Is that the name of the show? Is that the name of the movie? Star Wars Rogue One? What's happening? Those of you out there who are real nerds, please tell us. Nerdwave Radio or Nerdwave Tonight at gmail.com. Let us know. I don't know what's happening with it.
I don't either. Now, is this the one with
Luke
and all the old ones coming back? And
I don't know.
Harrison Ford?
Here's the thing. I don't think I knew the ones to begin with, the old ones.
Right. Well, I knew them. They're good. I have to admit, I loved the first preview they had out where Harrison Ford says, "Chewie, we're home." I love that. That was great. That was classic.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that going to be in the new movie?
I hope so.
When's it coming out? Like 2030?
It's a long time. I think it comes out this year.
This year?
I believe the new
Star Wars?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I will look it up on my smartphone.
Nerdwavetonight at gmail.com. Let us know. It just shows you how, out of that loop, and I've said that before. Here's a story that I wanted to bring out, though, and I read this earlier, and I'm gonna pick your brain on this and see what you think. I think it's a whole bunch of baby cry from Josh Whedon.
Right.
Josh Whedon is the director of the Avengers.
Okay.
And did you get to see the Avengers 2?
Oh, yes. I did watch it.
A little bit of talk about Avengers 2, which is out right now. Anyway, we'll talk about that afterwards. But the story is this. Avengers 2 comes out, and we talk about these people all the time. We're going to talk about them after the break, too. I call them crybabies. little nerd babies
for a reason.
Whining and bitching and moaning all the time. They freaked out at the storyline on the movie. Just freaked out. Evidently, it didn't fit. It didn't work. It wasn't the same. I don't know. But they let him have it. So much that he closed down his Twitter account. And
because of Avengers 2?
Because of Avengers 2. Evidently, the experts at hand didn't like it.
Said
the storyline was off. Absolutely.
But I don't want the storyline to follow precisely the comic book because I've read the comic book. I know what's going to happen.
Well, that's what happens.
It's kind of nice that they change it up a little bit. It's Hollywood. It's what they do.
No, not to the real people. Not to the people who count. Although, here's my thing. I think it's a little bit of crybaby on both sides. It's a freaking movie. Watch it for what it is.
Exactly.
Quit being so upset. Me and Harry Marlowe would probably go nutso on this. He would probably be like, here's the thing. Josh Whedon, you quit your crybabying. Quit trying to be this, I'm a victim, as you go walking with your $87 billion to the bank. Stop it. Here's what happened. I'm going to read a little bit from nerdbastards.com, okay? This is what it says. In an honest and insightful new interview with Hero Complex, I love that name, Whedon candidly talked about the things he struggled with on set and off while making Age of Ultron. and its predecessor. It's weird because the first one was very, very, very hard, he said. This one was much harder. How do you, what does that mean? What does he mean? It's a little bit different because the first one was very, very, very hard. This one was much harder.
So that would be very, 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 very hard.
Why wouldn't he just say, it's weird because the first one was easier than this one was.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he say that? See, look at me. I'm complaining about Josh Whedon just because of what he said, you know? He says, I wanted this film to be its own movie. I wanted it to be better, if possible, than the first one. Not that the first one was the best movie ever made, but I wanted to do better, just to be better at shooting. I wanted to work harder on the script. I wanted to spend more time just really working every aspect of it, because why go again if you're not doing something new? Well, what happened was people didn't like the storyline,
right,
and just absolutely thrashed him.
I actually thought it was a pretty good storyline.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Again, James Spader, fantastic. Those of you who are complaining out there in the nerddom that his voice wasn't robotic enough, take that.
Oh.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Oops.
You didn't like it, did you?
I thought, man, he seems awful candid for a robot. Granted, he was AI. You know,
he wasn't a robot.
I know.
Damn it. Get that through your head, people. He wasn't a robot.
Well,
he
it didn't
just
make it
took
interest.
One of the robot's form. He didn't want to be a robot at all.
Well, that's true. He was trying to work on the flesh.
That's how Vision came about. The Vision.
Right, right.
He wasn't supposed to be a robot. And here people, and you're out there saying, not robotic enough. Come on.
Well, it's just his voice. Everything else was cool.
No, his voice was fantastic. Did you notice he even tilted his head like Spader does?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he does that a lot in The Blacklist. He'll tilt his head. It's fantastic. Those of you who didn't like it, you're wrong. I don't know what to say. Loved it. Thought it was great. Watched it 3 times.
I've only watched it once. Of course, I just watched it last night. Or no, wait, Sunday night.
I love the storyline.
I did. It explained it real well,
yeah,
as what was happening, what was going on. I didn't have a problem.
Obviously,
with
there were holes in it, but what I did like about it is, for those like myself, again, the holes in my nerddom,
yeah,
because it doesn't encompass all of that, doesn't encompass Marvel. I didn't know about the Vision. I didn't know about Vision. I knew about the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Right.
Because you had seen them before in those aftertakes or after scenes. But I liked it because it helped me along with the storyline. Of course, when Stark leaves and remember at the end of Avengers,
where they're kind
Age
of changing
of Ultron,
up the cast.
Yeah,
now.
Change up
yeah.
the cast now.
Yeah.
Now, what I also saw was Civil War is going to be out, what is it, 2016, 2017?
Yeah, I think 2016.
Yeah, there's 2 of them, so that's Marvel Civil War, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's about, and I like it that way.
Want me to spill the beans?
well, maybe in later shows we might do that, simply
okay.
because we don't care. That's the whole thing about Nerdwave Radio. We're here to call out the people who do care and are crybabies. So Age of Ultron, I thought, was really... not knowing the story, I think Josh Whedon hit it. It was its own kind of show. You didn't really have to know. You had to know the characters a little bit.
Yeah, that was about it, though. But yeah,
but it stood on its own.
Right. That's what I said. I mean, they explained how he came about and what was going on.
So Josh Whedon, quit being a puss and bring your Twitter back.
Yeah.
Because I got things to say to you in 140 characters. I'm fine with it. And again,
I thought it did a fine job.
Again, I find no validity in a man who whines and cries when he's walking to the bank with that much money.
I know.
It was the show you made. At the end of the day, you told your editor, print it.
Yeah.
And that's the show you put on the screen.
Take pride in it.
Stop trying to, you know, do all this stupid stuff. Again, if you want to email
now,
us,
if the movie
Nerdwave
bombed, then yeah, cry. But
yeah,
no, it was
yeah.
a great movie.
Well,
it was a good movie.
Here's the other thing.
I mean, come on.
If the movie bombed, then be man enough to stand up and say, you're the one who put that on the screen. You're the one who said, you know, cut, print, check the gate, and move on. If it's crap, you put crap on the film or on the screen. That's your own fault. And if people want to say it's crap, then they can say it's crap. That's fine. I don't have any problem with that.
Right.
I just have a problem with really, one, the nerdies out there who are whining because they didn't follow every jot and tittle and every pixel of comic book lore when it's not supposed to.
Right. Now, I have to admit, though, there are some movies that you really almost had to for it to be true to the book. Lord of the Rings. I mean, if he had deviated some of that. Well, see, okay.
And he did.
With The Hobbit,
the
second trilogy from a book that was only a quarter of an inch thick. He added so many characters that I found myself doing it. That wasn't in the book. Who the hell is this guy?
I know, but see, and that's the thing. You have to stop and say, okay, Lord of the Rings. Okay, you're talking about the film version or the book version? Because they're two different animals. They're just two different animals. You try your best to say that.
Yeah,
but you can't.
But I think he did. I think he was pretty faithful to the books.
I think he was.
The first trilogy.
And I think Peter Jackson, I think we've said this before, but I think Peter Jackson was cognitive of the fact of you don't piss off Lord of the Ring fans.
and
that's who he was thinking of.
Right.
He was thinking of Tolkien. He was thinking maybe, I think at least during the Lord of the Rings shoot. The Hobbit shoot, I think he was thinking about money.
Yeah.
He saw what happened. Yeah. He thought, I'm going to pull in as much CGI as I can. We're gonna put dots on people's faces. We're gonna make what's that? That's called what's that called when they put the little dots on their faces? And Jacob said it the other day, and I can't remember what it was. But
it was there, and now it's gone.
It's like computer animation. It's not computer animation, but that's kind of what it is.
Facial recognition?
No, that's totally not it. Facial recognition is absolutely the opposite of what I'm thinking of. No, that's not. It's something like that.
You're not even close.
It's like that a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. it's something mapping or something like, I can't remember. Again, nerdwaytonight@gmail.com. Fill in all our blanks.
Yeah, fill in our holes, please.
That would be, no, I don't want to say that. That's kind of weird.
Oh.
Anyway, that was a big story that I read during the week. That made Drudge Report.
Really?
There's some other trailers that they talk about on nerdbastards.com. And again, go check that out. It's on our website. If you go to nerdwaveradio.com, just click on Nerdwave or nerdbastards.com. It says, Ready to be Scared, the new Crimson Peak trailers have arrived. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I have no idea. Also, everybody's talking about this. I have not had the ability to watch it. That's not true. I have the ability to watch it. I have not had the
desire.
Thank you very much to watch it at all. But boy, they're talking about The Flash.
I've watched the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, they're talking about Flash, and they're talking about here was another. I clicked the wrong one. Here was another article on Nerd Bastards that I thought was interesting, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Again, this is all the news here that we're getting from nerdbastards.com right here on Nerdwave Radio. It says Kevin, I don't know what, maybe you know, Kevin Feige, F-E-I-G-E, declares that MCU will never go dark, given that the theme of DC's upcoming film series seems to be darkly darkened darkness. It's great to hear Kevin Feige declare that the same won't be happening with the MCU, which is, I'm sure, the Marvel Comic Universe.
Okay.
So what he's saying is it's not going to go dark like crazy old...
with Superman, Batman? Apparently that one's so dark you can't even make out
their features.
Can't even
figure out who it is. Ben Affleck. Although I would make him as dark as possible. Just almost...
because you don't like him.
Grain him into the screen. That's what I would do.
But
DC is going dark. Of course, remember how dark they went? They started with old fluffy Michael Keaton as Batman. Actually, they started with Adam West. And now you ended up with Christian Bale. And next, you're going to end up with... Did you notice how it got darker and darker? I'm not sure you can find any darkness in between George Clooney and Val Kilmer. But there's got to be some degree of darkness. Yeah. And boom, away you go. And next thing you know, you're Christian Bale talking with gravel in your throat. I'm Batman. And now you've got Ben Affleck. He probably doesn't have any lines.
I want to see how he does it. He's got to say that at least once. I'm Batman.
I hope he doesn't say a word. I'm still going to go watch it. I'm still going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Again, check out nerdbastards.com. We do want to give you, before we go to our break, every week we talk about a new nerd site, and I found a new nerd site that I really liked, and it's called toplessrobot.com. Yeah, it's not what you think, but that's okay. It's called toplessrobot.com, and it really is kind of a cool website. Here are kind of the tabs that go along with it, and if you, and for those of you on who are watching on YouTube, you can check it out. Topless Robot talks about Star Wars, Transformers, Batman, Star Trek, fan fiction, contests, impressive acts of nerdery. Pretty cool. I really liked it. Talked about Arrow spoilers and really gets into a lot of the TV kind of stuff. But really, I think anything that nerders would like. So check it out. It is called toplessrobot.com.
Fish and chips are back?
Yeah, look at this.
That's an ad right there.
But check it out, www.toplessrobot.com. We'll put it up on our website as a link for you to check out, nerdwaveradio.com. We'll have a little section over there now that we've talked about three or four of the websites. We'll put them up there. And I think you'll enjoy that one. Each one of them has a different kind of nerdery to it.
Right, right.
So
I haven't seen this one. I'll have to check this one out myself.
Topless. Of course, if those are the things you're kind of interested in, Star Wars or Transformer or Batman or Star Trek or fan fiction, any of those types of things, check it out. Again, it does talk about that. I do want to make one announcement. I think we're going to try our best to do it. Terry knows this individual. I've gotten to know this individual a little bit. Daniel Pacheco.
Yes.
Daniel is going to try and come on the show next week. We're going to try next week because one of the things that I do want to talk about, and I'd really like it if we could talk about it next week, because it seems to be getting bigger and bigger, is this whole idea of, I don't even know what you call it, but it's kind of historical, I don't know what it is.
Nerd fights?
Yeah, no, it's not the nerd fight. We're going to get into that here in a minute. I just flipped it. But it is, it's kind of a, and nerds do fight about this, and that's kind of the theme of our show tonight, are all the
you
things.
You mean historical accuracy?
No, it's shows like Game of Thrones and the Tudors and the Vikings. And shows like that that have a historic, I think you would call it historical fiction.
Right, yeah.
Where it's based on something. It's not really the mythology, although Game of Thrones kind of is. But Game of Thrones has this bite of truth to it, whether it be the War of the Roses and the Battle of the Kings, you know, in Game of Thrones is the Battle of the Five Kings.
Right.
The Tudors, which was on TV, which I think was on Showtime, was fantastic, all about Henry VIII. That was a fantastic. Did you see The Tudors?
I did not. Never watched any of them.
You should go back and see it. I think it's on Netflix or it's on Hulu.
I think my wife didn't. I'll ask her.
Check that out. Also, the Vikings, where they take these historical things and put the action to it, I think is really starting to pop on especially places like HBO, Showtime, those types of things. And so Danielle Pacheco, I was talking to her, and she's a huge fan of that.
Yeah, she loves those shows.
Yeah, and so
her and my wife will discuss them at length.
Oh, absolutely. Especially
my eyes start to glaze over.
Yeah, a little bit. So that's what you can look forward to, hopefully next week, where we talk about that, because I think Game of Thrones is really getting put into that nerd fight area.
Yeah.
Where people are really starting to, and I'm not even sure what throws it into the nerd fight area or the Tudors in there, but all of a sudden history or historical fiction has become, oh my gosh, you can't miss it. Just like with the Tudors, you know, who thought that you would be so excited to find out that Anne Boleyn was going to get her head cut off when you could have read a history book and known that it happened.
Spoiler.
Back in the 1500s. I mean, it happened. And we're like, oh my God, Anne Boleyn's going to lose her head. I just know Henry VIII's going to. You're like, okay, you know what? This really happened. And the only thing that, and we'll hopefully talk about it next week, the only thing that really scares me a little bit about it is that then that becomes history.
History. That's, yeah.
That becomes history for you. You know, and then you're in the realm of thinking that Star Wars really happened.
Because I sat down and she was explaining some of it to me.
That's close to historical accurate.
Yeah. But even she was like, well, it didn't really happen that way. And he's,
right.
So, but like you said, somebody's going to watch this and go, oh, that's history.
Yeah.
No, no, it's not.
Or they'll be like, oh, my God, Henry VIII was so cute.
I know.
When actually he was a bearded fat man.
Yep.
He was just about the ugliest.
Back in those days, people reeked, too.
Like, yes. Ugh. Yes.
Personal hygiene was not top priority.
Henry VIII. Yes. So that's what we're going to talk about. But that really seems to be...
Bugging people?
Well, no, falling into this nerddom area. Game of Thrones, obviously, is just hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. Medieval porn, basically, is what Game of Thrones is. You don't want to miss that. Vikings, people like that because it's a little bit of anarchy and the Walking Dead type of thing. And you ever notice that in all of these shows, and again, we're going to get into this more next week, everybody's so hot.
I mean, yeah, they're all cute.
They're all good-looking people. Man, that Vikings. When in reality, people back then were ugly, as ugly as they are now. So... check that out next week. We'll let you know how that goes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about nerd fights. And we here at Nerdwave Radio, we're happy to start a fight. We have no problem with that.
Right on.
We have a lot of complaints about we have a lot of complaints about things that nerds do. Nerds take things very seriously. We're not those kind of people, although I do when it comes to Lord of the Rings. And so what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk a little bit about nerd fighting. What they fight about, and I'm going to put you on the spot, and you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to take a side. So we want you to stay with us on the other side of this break. You're listening to Nerdwave Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be listening to Stairway to Heaven. Hope you stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Nerdwave Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Nerd Wave Radio live on Blog Talk Radio. Got a pocket protector. Welcome back to Nerd Wave Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. I'm Derek. This is Terry. You are about to enter into the Nerd Fight Team. A couple things that we want to tell everybody, though. We do want to remind everybody, nerdwaveradio.com, if you want to email us, nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. Last week, we talked about sci-fi literature and how important it is to read. Learn to read and then apply it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So pay attention in kindergarten and first grade when you're learning how to read. So what happened was on Nerdwave Radio, and again, if you go to nerdwaveradio.com, you'll see a little section that says Terry's Sci-Fi Book of the Month, and Terry, you chose Princess of Mars.
And it was Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
It was.
And so we put it out there and said, hey, first person to email us at nerdwavetonight@gmail.com gets the book. Terry Tate from Topeka, Kansas.
Great name.
Great name. I don't know how old, but a female. Terry Tate from Topeka, Kansas, emailed us that night, got it, and she emailed us back. She got her book.
She emailed and said she got it back.
Yeah, she said she got her book.
All right.
We sent her that book.
I hope she reads it. I hope she writes back or calls or something and lets us know tell me what you think of the book.
Yeah, so be checking.
I grew up on it.
Yeah.
It got me interested in sci-fi and nerdism.
Yes.
So.
And again, it's got, I don't know, 12 volumes anyway. Again, yeah. John Carter series, which came out as a movie.
Yep.
But congratulations to Terry Tate from Topeka, Kansas. Thank you for listening to Nerdwave Radio. Thanks for emails. We got about 25 people who emailed us. That was fantastic. Check with us next month. Terry will have his next book that he will choose, and we will do it again. First person to email us next month when we let you know will be able to get the book of the month. So we'll be setting that up. I want to get into this right away because we want to make sure that we have enough time. But it's Nerd Spike.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. The main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
It's time for Nerd Fight.
It's Nerd Fight right here on Nerd Fight. Nerd Fight is Nerd Fight.
Earlier in the show, before the break, we talked about one of the new webs, or not new websites, but one of the websites that we found that we like about nerdism. It was called toplessrobot.com. Toplessrobot.com. And on toplessrobot.com, it had an article in there about the top 10 things that nerds fight about. There must be 100 things because nerds fight about just about everything. Everything. Example, Josh Whedon. He had to shut down his Twitter. Come on, man. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through those top 10 things, and you're going to have to decide one way or another.
Choose a side.
Yeah. I will say when I don't know, if I have a side, I will take that side.
All right.
Okay, so we're just going to move through these. Okay. Number 10. Number 10, Freddy versus Jason. Which one's the better one? Now, see, I'm going to have to pull out on that one because I don't know or do I care about either one of them, although I know it is huge in nerddom, and that's fine. Freddy or Jason?
I'm saying Jason.
Why? Why Jason?
Well, I don't know.
Then I'm saying Freddy.
Man, you just can't keep him down.
You can't. And I love this picture because, you know, you're getting ready to put – Freddy's getting ready to put the knife in his head, and Jason has ripped off Freddy's arm.
Yeah.
That's a great super fight card right there, Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
A lot of people – and I know when Harry Marlowe was on Nerd Wave Radio, we talk about that all the time. Some people love that kind of gore, and I'm all for the nerds who like that. I realize that there is a fight between that, and I'm okay with that nerd fight.
I am okay with
that nerd fight. If you want to fight about Freddy versus Jason, because it's legit. It's a legit fight. Because who knows?
Jason freaks me out more than Freddy did. I know that much.
Freddy got too funny in the end.
He did.
He's cracking too many jokes.
He did. Turned into a comedian. It's like, no.
Yeah. And I don't watch Nightmare.
Whereas
Jason
just stayed scary as hell.
I don't know the Nightmare on Elm Street things, but when they start throwing Freddy into all these other things, Freddy kills Jason, Jason loves Freddy, Freddy and Jason are living together. In a van down by the river, it really lost a little bit of its cohesion.
It did. Down by the river.
That was 10. Number nine. Which one am I? Oh, number nine. Here we go. Number nine. Is Pluto a planet?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Pluto's a planet.
I say yes.
Here's my beef.
I don't care if it's small.
And I've got a beef with this. How can Pluto be a planet for like 50 years, and then they decide that it's not? It's just like taking indigo out of the visual spectrum. Hey, Neil deGrasse Tyson is an ass. That's what I'm saying. How can – Jacob, is Pluto a planet?
Damn. Yes, it is.
It is so a planet.
So it has an odd elliptical orbit.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
That's being a planetist. That's racist.
I'm saying it's a planet.
I'm saying it's a planet.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up even more information.
When they ripped indigo out, I was really upset. They ripped indigo out. You remember the old Roy G. Biv thing? Do you remember the rainbow?
Oh, yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue,
so what's
indigo.
What's in place of indigo now?
Nothing. It just went blue, violet. Those of you who think Pluto's not a planet, you're wrong. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We've decided. You're
an idiot. You're an idiot. I don't care if you're the smartest astrophysicist on the planet. You're just wrong.
You're wrong.
Give Pluto back. But it's something that nerds fight about.
That PhD means nothing.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, email us, nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. Come on our show. Tell us why Pluto's not a planet anymore. Don't give me some of this astrophysicist crap. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Is that black dude?
Yep, that's him.
I like him. Nope. He doesn't think it's a planet?
No.
I don't like him anymore.
I know it. Number seven. This is that guy from, what's his name? The Blob.
Yeah, it's The Blob and
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
There's a fight.
The Juggernaut.
There's a fight.
Juggernaut's going to...
Yeah, this guy's going to die
bounce him all over.
In about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He's going to... unless
he's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Juggernaut, boom. Although, remember in X-Men, and I don't remember which one it was, the chick who could run through walls just made Juggernaut look like an idiot.
Well, that's true. If you get his helmet off.
That's the point.
Hmm.
That's the whole point. That was number seven. Number six. Number
still
six.
Juggernaut.
Here's the question. If Superman and Lois Lane had sex, would it kill her? That's number six.
Didn't they do that on...
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know if they did that.
Doggone.
Saturday
Hancock.
Night
Hancock.
Oh.
Where he's like... we have a safe word.
Oh,
safe word, safe word.
Safe word, safe word. That's evidently that's a big hot button issue, I guess you could call
people
it.
People discuss this?
Absolutely. It's a big fight.
I'm gonna say no, because Superman can pick up an egg. You know, he doesn't go like so
he's
I'm
very
gonna say
tender.
No, it won't kill her.
He's very tender.
He's a very tender,
caring,
loving
individual.
He's a wonderful, wonderful person.
That
even
was,
if he's not real.
Do you remember on Big Bang Theory they were fighting about, I think it was in the very first one or the second one or whatever, when Lois Lane is falling and Superman comes in and catches her right at the last second.
Yeah.
They were having the big fight there on Big Bang Theory about...
the physics of it?
Sheldon seemed to think that the physics, he is a man of steel. If you have a woman falling at 32 feet per second per second with a terminal velocity of whatever, 97 feet or whatever, how fat, 97 miles an hour, if she comes down and two rails of steel try and catch her, it's gonna cut her in three equal parts. And it was really funny. So these are actually things that people play on.
No, because Superman knows what he's doing. I'll give him that.
That actual nerds... fight about. Unbelievable. Which one's the best doctor?
Ooh,
Doctor
oh,
Who. Which one is the best Doctor Who?
My doctor, it was...
ask your doctor? Did your you talk to your doctor about Doctor Who?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
It's the last one.
Yeah, the last two, actually. Yep. I think it'd be kind of a tough
one. Those are the ones I like.
Yeah. Which, I'm sorry, but I haven't watched a lot of these ones. This guy was so
that's
far
that's George
gone.
Washington.
Yeah. Looks like it, doesn't it? But he's so far in the past, and I actually started watching him, and I couldn't finish because it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
Now, I'm sure back in the 50s when it came out, I was like, oh, look, the special effects are so great.
Yeah.
Of course, it was British, too, so they were like, oh, look, it's fabulous. I love it. But
you could actually see the guys behind the TARDIS moving it.
Yeah, rotating it around.
Yeah, just rotating it around. It was unbelievable.
But I'd say the last two, and it'd be a toss-up. I liked them both.
Yeah, I started watching Doctor Who not too long ago, and I really like them.
Yeah.
I do. Now, I will have to admit, Doctor Who is not something that you can binge watch.
No.
Because you can only take so much.
Yeah.
Six episodes was it for me.
Oh, I didn't even make it that far. I think I do about three, and then it's like, okay.
Then I had to reload, because I was like, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
There's a reason it comes on originally once a week.
Yeah.
there's a good reason.
Yeah.
You should abide by
it. It's that British humor.
Read the instruction manuals on that one, because you don't want to watch that too much. Another thing that they talk about, do you ever watch Mystery Science Theater
3000? I caught a few episodes, yes.
There were a couple of I'm going to look on this because I can't remember their names. Their names are what is it? Since what? I can't remember what it is. Can't find it.
I don't know because I didn't watch it that much.
Yeah.
So this is when I'm gonna have to bow out. I don't know.
I will have to say this though.
I like the guy in blue. He has a much nicer smile.
I like the little robot guy with the big nose. And I love their little shadows.
Yes,
and I really thought they were funny.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought that they were funny. Is Joel or Mike? I'm going to have to bow out too. I don't know. But evidently, that's what nerds fight about. And it's pretty high up on the list. Although, science, like I said before, Mystery Science Theater, pretty funny. I don't know a whole lot of stuff about it, but I do like the little shadows and the funny things.
Yeah, that they say.
Okay, here's one that I thought was interesting. And I've got to be honest, on each one of these, I Googled these things,
right.
And they are big. It's a big deal. I mean, they fight. This isn't just the question on this one. Does the Balrog have wings?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. Yeah.
Hey, they're vestigial wings.
Vestigulous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They don't really work.
Yeah.
But they're there.
They're for show.
They're for show.
Actually,
like a peacock. He's like
actually
a peacock.
Again, I believe.
They've got wings and they can't. Well, yeah, they can kind of fly.
Actually, again, I believe in the book, not in the movie. I think that's the way that it went. I don't think he had them in the movie. Or it was the other way around. I can't remember.
I think he had them.
I do not remember if he had them.
I think he had them in the book.
I think he had him in the book. I'm pretty sure they had him in a book, but I'm not sure if he had him in.
I'll have to look that one up too.
Yes,
but I'm going to say he had wings.
Again, that's one of the things that they fight about.
how did he fall?
But here again, with all these are the things that make my wife's eyeballs roll back in her head because in the end, who cares?
Yeah, people fight over it.
Yeah, people are dying in the streets, and here we are fighting about this crap. But it's what takes our mind off the just the horrible thought of 2017 and Hillary Clinton being president.
Ooh.
Anyway, moving on to the next nerd fight.
Next one.
And it is book, and we talked about this one, book or movie? Book.
I say book.
And of course, nerds fight about this one all the time. And my we talked about this a little bit off air during the break. I don't look at them as the same thing. When I go into a movie, I didn't go into Noah thinking that Noah was going to be,
better than the Bible.
Yeah, I didn't go into God's Kings and Scorpions or whatever the name of it was, going in thinking, okay, they're going to nail this one on Moses. I just know that that this one's going to be good. I don't go into any of the others and pre-read the Marvel Universe to make sure that Joss Whedon gets it right.
Yeah.
It's different to me. But I did ask you a question. I know you are a book person.
I am a book person.
But I asked you this question during the break, and I wanted to know if you had come up with an answer. Have you seen a movie that you thought to yourself, damn, that's better than the book?
I have to admit, once I've seen this, which I don't know, does a graphic novel count as a book?
Sure, why not?
I have to admit, I'm going to go with the
thing you're looking at.
The Watchers. Not the Watchers.
Yeah.
The Watchers? Yeah, who watches The Watchers?
Mm-hmm.
I think the movie was better than the book.
I liked the movie. I really did.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
I was trying to come up with one. I couldn't think of one. And then that popped up, and I was like,
that was
and
the
I'm not
going
to take an easy way out.
Now, if I understand it right, that was the one with Rorschach?
Yes.
Yes.
Which I love that character.
Yeah, I love the way.
And he was great.
Yeah. And again, here we are from last week talking about, hey, you need to read more. But it was a good book. It was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
Good graphic novel. I loved it.
Yeah. And here's another one that I didn't know was actually, I'm not sure if it was a graphic novel or not. Just learned this. Again, one of the holes in my nerddom. I'm first one to say it. I did not realize that Sin City was a graphic novel.
Yes.
Graphic novel. Did not watch that one, so I do not know.
I've actually seen the movie, didn't read the book. So
again, I think this one is number two.
Love the movie.
Marvel versus DC. That's something they fight about all the time. I don't. Not because I'm not a nerd. I consider myself.
I love them both.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say, and mine's based on movies, not on comics.
Right.
I'm going to have to say Marvel, simply because DC decided to go with Ben Affleck. they shot
the deal breaker.
That was the deal breaker right there. You just lost
my
business.
Well, see, I mean, I love the Batman and the Superman, but I have to admit, I think I know more of the Marvel characters than I do the DC ones. So I'm going to have to say Marvel.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Marvel, too.
Yeah, I know a lot more of those characters. I'm looking at a few of these going, who's that guy?
Are there crossovers?
I think they did one or, well, I don't know for sure. But, yeah, I think they've done a few, let's say.
Yeah. That was the big one. Before I reveal number one, what do you think the number one argument about from nerds are? What do they argue about? Now, of course, this is, again, an article about top 10 in toplessrobot.com. What do they argue about?
I would say accuracy of film. Well, we were talking about
it. It's actually Star Trek versus Star Wars.
Oh, Star Trek. Duh. I mean, come on.
See, I am a Star Trek fan, too.
Star Trek.
But there is so much. I Googled this one.
Yeah.
Unseemly. Horrible remarks towards each other when it comes to these things.
Really? Foul language and everything.
Like, life depended on it. I draw the line on my nerddom at that.
Yeah, my life doesn't depend on it, but Star Trek.
When you are willing to threaten someone's life
that bad,
because
huh?
a character line doesn't match up, or you dare to say that Darth Vader was whatever, an amalgam of King Henry and blah, blah, blah. How dare you? And I'm, these people are real to me. That's too much.
Spock was real to me. I love Spock. Leonard Nimoy passed away. I shed
a tear. That's too much.
I did.
You need help. See, that's where we here at Nerdwave Radio are willing to buck the trend and say, you know what, nerd, if you've gone that far in your nerdism.
Yeah, you're taking yourself way too seriously.
Or you're taking Darth Vader way too serious, yeah. Or stop trying to break into George Lucas's ranch and, you know, all that. Did you see that episode on Big Bang? That was a great one. That was absolutely. Watch Big Bang Theory if you're like that.
We made it to the guardhouse.
Yeah, we made it to the guardhouse. Absolutely fantastic. But that's what nerds fight about. And I think
glorious battles they are.
Glorious battles. Keep fighting. It's great to have.
It's great entertainment.
It's great entertainment for the rest of us. It gives us something to talk about on Nerdwave Radio. Again, if you want to check us out, if you want to get a hold of us, email us at nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. We're out of time. Time is up.
That went fast.
Yes. Next week, we're hoping to talk, and hopefully we'll have Daniel Pacheco on here. We're going to talk about some of this this nonfiction, fiction reality, whatever they call it, of Game of...
Sure, she'll know.
Or she'll know. Game of Thrones, Vikings, The Tudors, anything that's coming out now that is glorious and killing and has some sort of skin attached to it. So,
yeah, usually some form of nudity somewhere.
Exactly. So for everybody here at Nerdwave Radio... for Terry, for myself, for Jimbo, who does a great job in the producer's booth, for all of the road less traveled, we want to encourage you to check us out each and every. I know it's Wednesday, but we come on Mondays, 8 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time for more Nerdwave Radio. So check us out. Also, go to nerdwaveradio.com. Check out Terry's Sci-Fi Book of the Month. You won't regret it. We're going to head out with Tom Sawyer from Rush. We'll see you next Monday.
Tom Sawyer.